Hey, I'll stop here. Jacob.
Hey.
Hey, Jacob. How's it going?
Good, good. What about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Just wanted to update you really quickly before we kind of get started here. I already submitted everything out to my tech team. They already have accepted the invite for today here in about a half hour. I see you did the same thing. So all parties are a go there. They are going to reach out to you here in the next half hour. So you do have that there, okay?
All right, awesome.
Perfect. Okay, so the only thing that I want to do is after I do the card and I hit purchase for you here, I am going to send over to you some emails and you're going to receive some text messages, just giving you the password for a username and password for your dashboard that you will receive from us to track everything.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to send that
okay.
to you via text message as well, okay? I'll walk
awesome.
You through that process too. But for the payment itself, you wanted to use your American Express, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the card number for the card itself, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. So it is 3792 366066 410 10.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 379-236-606-641-010.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then the expiration date?
So it's 05/28.
Okay. And then the security code. Usually it's a 4-digit.
Yes, 0745.
Okay, perfect here. Okay, and then we did the voice verification earlier here, so I'm going to go ahead and do the transaction for you. That's funny, my tech team just... They just sent me a text saying, hey, is Jacob going to be on the call with payment? So I'm going to let him know, like, payment just went through.
Yeah, you probably thought that I was going to block you guys, huh?
Well, I mean, typically sometimes what happens is, you know, some people do start driving, and I totally understand, you know, to read while you're driving, it's super dangerous, especially in Washington. I understand the hills and everything like that. And when I set it up like this, where I've set the onboarding call and you have, accepted it, I knew exactly like, hey, this guy's for real. He definitely wants this for his company. So that's why
yeah.
I did set the onboarding call, cause it never crossed my mind, honestly. So everything did go through for us. I want to make sure that you do get a couple of welcome text messages. You will receive one that has your first name on there. And it'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and there'll be a link right there.
Okay. So for my first name, the instead of a B, it's a V at the end.
Oh, it's a V as in Victor.
Yeah, saying signature does not match.
Okay, give me a sec. Hold on. Let me resend it. So it's Y-A-K-O-V as in Victor.
Yes.
Okay. And then your last name is the V as in Victor as well at the last...
So the last name is right.
Okay.
You got it right.
Okay. Give me one sec here. Let me make that change. And then I'm going to send that to you because I want that to be correct. Because like I said, this is going to be right off.
Payment went through. Yeah. See that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's there. I'm going to resend you a text message. It's just going to come. Give me one second. Invoice. Perfect. Okay. There you go. Now that should work that way. Okay. I'm going to send you another text. Should come in right now. That should have the correct name there. And I'm going to check it too. Just to make sure. Did you get a text message there?
Yeah, I'm putting in my info right now.
Okay. So that's,
yep.
Does the name match? Okay, perfect. And then you have a username and password right there, correct? That says the login page? Okay.
Yep.
The username and password is text. It did get a sent text message to you as well, so you'll be able to see that username will be your phone number, and then it'll tell you your password as well right there.
Okay, I see it.
And then you'll be able to change the password as well.
All right. Awesome.
Okay, let me know when you're in.
Yep, I'm in.
Okay, perfect. So that's where you're going to be able to track everything. Like I said, your Google Business Profile, you're going to be able to track location of searches, also what you're going to be listed for. I already created everything for my tech team, so they're just going to verify, and then they're going to start that programming process and then building out your Facebook retargeting campaigns as well, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Okay, perfect. Let me just make
sure. And is it going to be, so are you guys going to be promoting whatever I have on the Google right now, right? The PNW Southwash?
Yes, it's going to be the PNW Southwash. Yes, absolutely. Let me just make sure.
Because on Facebook, I have both. I have Spotless Surface, but then I have next to it, I have PNW Southwash. That's like
okay.
Really updated to just saying PNW. Maybe I gotta.
That's fine. We'll be able to do that. And I want to make sure that that's correct as well. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear the lawn care maintenance guys here at the office.
No,
I'm right by the window. Oh, okay. All right. Let me make sure here.
And I was wondering, with this price, does it include a better built website or no?
So if you want us to build you a website, we can. You can ask my tech team for that. That's not a problem. We won't be able to make changes on the website that you currently have because we didn't build that website. It's not our platform, right? Yeah, so if you wanted us to build you a different website, we can utilize the Spotless, Surface Restorations.com, or we can just build you a whole new site where we can make it the PNWSoftWash.com and build it there.
Is that included or do I have to pay extra for that?
So it would be just a one-time fee of just $99. So just to do the content creation for it. And then from there, managing it, hosting it, everything like that, that would be just in the $249 month to month.
Okay. Got it. Makes sense.
Do you want me to add that on for you?
I'll have to check out your guys. Do you guys have like examples or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of these websites.
Yeah,
I build them.
Yeah. Let me see here. I can send you some. I'll let my tech team know. I'm gonna send you some websites. And then, because I know that they're gonna be calling you here in 20 minutes, I'll send you an example of a website that we do. Or if you want to look up just right now, if you're on your phone, you can look up, this is just one of our biggest, clients that we've had. It's called Solar, Vivint Solar. You can look at their website. We built their website for them, but
what's their name? Solar?
Vivint. So V-I-V-I-N-T. Solar. So we actually, yeah, they're our biggest, they're one of our biggest clients that we actually helped out. So I actually used to work for them before I came to this company here. So, they're a massive company. If you know the Utah Jazz, their, stadium is actually named after the Vivint Solar. It's called the Vivint Arena.
Pretty good.
But we can plug and play in there as well. So it's just like the template is going to be, where if you want videos or you want before and after pictures, we don't limit it to like certain, pages. So if you wanted 4 pages or 5 pages, that's fine. And then we can update that as well with pictures. If you wanted to get in there and do some stuff as well, you can, but I mean, you're paying us to do that. So you can just send it in and we'll be able to make that happen for you.
Okay.
Do you want me to add that to there so they can kind of go over that on the onboarding call as well, or?
Yeah. If you can add that so that they can explain it to me.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be an extra charge of the 99, and that's okay, right?
That's if I agree for you guys to build it, right?
Yeah, so if you want us to build it on the onboarding call, they'll ask you like, hey, if you have a logo, send that in, pictures, everything like that, and then that website will be up and running within 7 to 14 days.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, let me see.
Because the one I have currently, it's a free one.
Okay. Yeah.
I just max something out.
Okay. Let me see. Give me one sec here. I'm just gonna make the notes to send over to them so that way they have it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then, will I be able to add to it, right? Like,
yes.
Pictures and everything?
Yes. Yes, sir. Okay. So you're all set there. I'm going to go ahead and send this on over to my team. Once that transaction goes through, it's just going to come out for just an additional charge for the 99. But your 249 is what's going to come out month to month after that. All right. So it's not going to be an additional charge for 348 month to month. It's only the 249. Okay. Any questions here for me, Jacob, as of for right now?
No.
Okay. I'm going to send this over to my tech team so they have everything because I didn't include the website earlier. So I'm going to make sure that they do have that. And then they're going to be reaching out to you. They already messaged me about you anyway. So they're going to be reaching out to you in about 15 minutes here. And then they'll be ready to get rock and rolling with you. All right?
All right. Awesome.
All right. If you have any questions for me or if you ever need to get a hold of me, you absolutely could. Like I said, the 877 number that you should have in your email, my extension on that is 203. So you're more than welcome to always reach out to me if you need any help, if you need anything changed or added. But my tech team will let you know, hey, if you want anything changed as well, you can get a hold of them, and then they can make those happen right away, okay?
Okay, got it.
All right, perfect. All right, Jacob, we'll be contacting you here in the next 15 minutes, all right? I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Sounds good. All right, thank you.
All right, bye. No problem. Bye-bye.